prawie czumy.
That's good. Good evening. Topic of today's, the title of today's year rather, is Taxi Shailas on Holiday. Actually, what I'd like to do is discuss one particular Shaila. It's got ramifications in many different aspects. The principles we'll discuss as they apply to one particular Shaila. And as I say, they affect many different areas. The principal Shaila is, if someone booked a taxi driver, and then he wants to cancel the driver before the trip, for one reason or another, is he entitled to do so? And if not, is the driver entitled to compensation? Okay, so it's better. We're talking about Eid. I'm not talking about a taxi company who has its own policy necessarily. We're talking about someone arranged, a driver, called up the driver, you do driving, yes, I'd like to book you in, I've got a flight tomorrow morning, please be outside my house, 6 a.m. And then, for one reason or another, he decides he doesn't want to use this taxi driver. Not because the job's not necessary anymore, not because any reason that makes the job redundant or makes this driver invalid, not because he's found out cheaper, but he's got to take his, I don't know, he wants to take his friend, he's got another reason, not cheaper, not, there's
when
nothing.
When did he cancel?
He wants to cancel. So now, the first classification is any loss going to be affected to the driver or not? Can he still find other customers? So now, let's assume there's no loss whatsoever. And no loss at all, he can find different customers. So the gentleman wants to call up and say, listen here.
He
never has cancelled no other jobs. He never cancelled a job. Either he never cancelled any other job, he was never offered any other job, or he can find a replacement job. Now, the story is, it's based, this halacha is not based in Eskir's Pernim, it's based in Higgas Venkachom Menka, that if somebody makes a deal with somebody else, and they've closed the deal, that means to say, they've agreed on all the details. They've agreed on the price, they've agreed on all the necessary details, and it's understood that this deal has been closed. So now, even though there's nothing binding, it cannot be enforced, and there's no compensation that can be claimed as a result of backing out of this deal. Nonetheless, Chazal look at this in a very detrimental fashion, and they say, they give a title, a label to a person who does that as Mechusar Amono. He's lacking in truthfulness. Yeah, it's not your trust. You made a deal, you've closed the deal, the other person is expecting you to go ahead. You go ahead.
He's cancelled his flight, right? Of course, I'm not.
Has he cancelled his flight? I said the job is not redundant. He needs the job still. He wants to go with somebody else. He needs the job. The job. Yeah, we're going to talk about where things change. He's going to think. So nothing's changed. There's no cheaper price. There's no other events have affected it. He wants to back out of the deal. Once you've closed the deal, you don't back out. And if you do back out, even though you had no hefzad, he's allowed to have. Well, Chazal says tarumas. He's allowed to have complaints to fellow. It's not a way of treating somebody. Others say it's an issa, possibly an issa. The right, fine. But the Maisa is not binding, it's not enforceable, and certainly there's no claim for compensation when there was no loss. This is all provided, all the details were agreed on. The time, the place, the price, if they hadn't made up a price. That's the first principle. What happens if the reason why he wants to back out is because he's found someone cheaper? They made up a price, they made up all the deals, the flight's still on, but now he found he can get the price cheaper. So again, in Hilz Mechamemka, the Mor brings down that if it was Nishtane Hasha, the price has changed. So the main, there's two opinions. The main opinion holds that there's no Mechusar Amon in that case. We're talking about someone to keep his word. Keep his word is, essentially, I've made a deal, we agreed a deal, but it's understood, if things change, things are subject to change, fine, they might change. The second Shitta says, no, even if a price changes, you close the deal, you should still keep the deal, but that is essentially two days, Midas Chasidus, but the generally, it's understood that if Nishtane Hasha, you can back out from the deal. Now, If the price, the cheaper price was available yesterday,
if you have an option, if they might get a cheaper price, you can do that.
If you, then you haven't closed the deal. You have left.
If you close the deal, if you said, now somebody came to that, do it. £5 cheaper,
£10 cheaper. Right.
Go back to that tax and take them.
That's the same thing. That's essentially backing out and offering a new deal. That's essentially the same thing. So if that same price, that cheaper price was available yesterday, you could have got it the same price yesterday. You just hadn't bothered to look around. That's not called Nishtana Hashah. That means the Shah was there, everything was there, you could have done the work there. You know, it's still subject to Mukhusah Hama. What happens if circumstances change? Circumstances change, you found your friend is going there, he's offered you a lift for nothing. The flight's been cancelled, so you don't need it anymore. So then the vast majority of Poskim hold there's no problem at all if the job's not necessary anymore. You're not at fault, you're not to be blamed. Yes, we agreed, it wasn't binding, I'm backing out. Mukhusamana doesn't apply where the whole set of circumstances have changed, it's not relevant, the job's not necessary anymore. Who?
Who?
Now, one minute. We're talking about where he has no loss, no monetary loss, as a result of that. That means, in no way else, it could be 5 minutes for a job as well. Yeah, it could be 5 minutes for a job. That means he wouldn't have had a different job otherwise. He's not turned away on the job. He wouldn't do nothing otherwise. He wouldn't have had, he had no hesed. How do you know? Say that. Oh, 1 minute. Wait. Now, if he had paid the deposit, though, then he's worse off. If he's paid the deposit, so it's already a kinyan, it's already binding, you can't back out, and if he does back out, he'll be entitled to the compensation, and we'll discuss what that compensation is in a minute. Now, it's obvious, without saying, that if we're dealing with people who are reasonable and understanding, you can call him up and say, I now booked you in, would you mind, I've now got somebody else I prefer to travel with for my own personal reasons, would you mind if the person is moichel, or if you offer him some financial incentive and he accepts that? So then, that's obvious, you're not considered the mukhusar mona. Yes, it's true, I offered you, but we're still open to negotiation, we can still discuss it. He can waiver his rights. Yeah. So then, that won't be a problem. So until now, this discussion has applied to a case where you want to back out, and it's not going to cause any financial loss to result.
That's
obviously, you have to worry about Chil Hashem. Yeah. If we're talking about a taxi company, taxi companies normally have their own policies. I'm not talking about a taxi company specifically. Taxi companies normally have a policy. They accept that people call up, cancel. They have their own way of working. Now, similarly, if there would be an accepted industry practice that you can do that, then if there's a minig, Medina accepts the way of working, as long as within those guidelines, it would also be acceptable. Talk about where there's no particular guidelines, you're working, you're employing him on understanding of what you said is the deal. Now, what happens if he had a loss as a result of that? A loss as a result of that is an example of where he had it on the customer, someone called him up for the job, and he turns that customer away because he says, I'm booked in for Mr. Tumim. So he says, I'm sorry, I can't take your job. Then Mr. Tumim calls him up and cancels, and calls the guy, the other customer back, and his customer back obviously has found someone else already, so, and he's got no other replacement work. So now, had you not booked him, he would have had a different customer, he would have had work. Now, what's the din? So now, in that case, he's entitled to compensation. But, it's limited. Number one, it has to be a vadei hefsed. You have to know for certain, not someone called him up and asked him, how much your price, how much I'm thinking of taking you. The guy certainly would have had, he has to prove it. If he can't establish it, he can't get, he won't get compensation for that.
The guy says, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm taking it.
Okay. That might be sufficient.
I think that we're taking it. I definitely would have taken it. Are you sure you're taking that? You can't, the guy would say that.
Okay, so you have to, yeah, okay. So you have to know what degree of certainty is. You can call up, you can speak to the other fellow, and say, listen here, had the fellow said to you he's available, would you have booked him?
Okay, so
that might be sufficient to establish. If you get phone calls the whole time and you turn them all away, then that would be sufficient to establish. Yeah.
You say compensation means
one minute. The second factor which will affect the compensation he's entitled to is that he has to try and mitigate the loss. That means he has to try and find other work. It may be tircha for him to find other work, but if he's able to do it, he can have tarunas for having the tircha, but he is required to try and mitigate the loss, try and get other work to compensate for that hefzet, and if he's not able to, he's not hefzet. And the third factor is that the calculations made what's called kishir po bottle. And that is that at the end of the day, you didn't do the work. You were po bottle. Now Chazal say it's more worthwhile for a person obviously not to do the work and get paid than it is to get paid to do the work. So therefore you have to adjust it accordingly. How much, what's the equivalent of working, what's the equivalent of getting paid without working to having had to do the job? And you also obviously have to factor in the costs that he saved himself. Yeah, the petrol, etc., the parking, whatever the things would have cost him otherwise, those are going to be deducted. Shir po bottle is unclear in the possible what the shir po bottle is. The Taz says it's a half of a regular job. Half, you are half it. Other possible much more, you take up a little bit. It's essentially the same profit level, you deduct a small amount. Now, that would mean, though, if for example, you had a coach, someone was driving on a minibus, and they take places down to London, and a person booked a place, and then he cancelled the place, and in the meantime, they turned somebody else away. So there's no adjustment of shir po bottle in that case, because he's doing the work anyway. He would have had the extra income, he would have had an extra place, and you may have lost that work, so there, the shir po bottle doesn't come into the picture. Okay.
Who?
So then, for the place, yeah, if he would cancel and the other person had a loss as a result, he would have to pay the full place. If you book down, you book a seat and they turn someone else away because of that, and as a result of that, they have a loss, they're not able to get that person back again, yeah, so then you'd have to pay then the full amount. Now, what happens if there's an onus? For one reason or another, the job becomes unnecessary. The taxi driver turns up at the door, and the gentleman has become so sick that he can't travel. Yeah? An onus? Flight's been cancelled. Well, flight's been cancelled is maybe slightly different because you can be mavari, you can know that. The question is who's going to have to know whether the flight's been cancelled or not. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in a second. But there's an ayin of something which so the halachas first point is that either it's something they both could have known, or it's something that neither could have known, neither expected to have known, then the poyalim are the ones who bear the loss. The driver turns up, I'm very sorry, I'm so sick, I can't move out of the car, I couldn't notify you beforehand, there's no way I can't travel, I couldn't have notified you beforehand. So then, he's not entitled to compensation. If it's something that only the Balabais could have been aware and could have dealt with, then the Balabais still has to pay him for his loss. Now, what happens, talk about, we didn't come to his house, he called him to the airport. He told him, I'm going to be arriving in the airport on Wednesday evening. Please meet me at the airport 11 o'clock Wednesday evening to take me back home. And in the meantime, the flight was delayed. So he comes up, he turns to the airport. 11 o'clock. Oh. So he could have found out. Okay, let's say you didn't tell him what flight it was. Yeah? You didn't tell him what flight it was. Or you could have found out. The shaykh is who has to find out? Does the driver say, we'll find out. Did you tell the driver to find out? Okay, but let's say it's a case where the driver couldn't have found out. The driver couldn't have found out. He had no way of finding out. He didn't know what flight it was. Please meet me at the airport Thursday night, 11 o'clock, from the airport back to Salford, please. And the guy turns up. He's waiting. No one comes. He drives off. So now what we're going to say that he's entitled to compensation. Now what I want to say, we're going to adjust it to shear per bottle. So again, here that adjustment is not appropriate. Because the guy did the work, it's more than he had expenses. You asked him to come here, you asked him to do good at the airport, to drive the airport forwards and back, he's done it. You've had no benefit from it, through no fault of your own perhaps.
Now you can't call the airport to take you home, not to
what's say?
You can't be able to take the person home.
Yeah, he did take you.
He's not on the job.
Yeah, he did take you. He did, yeah. He can't do the job, you know, you're right. But he's done what you asked him to you ask them to come here, then you take the car, come back. Like, how do you take
you? You have to come to take him home.
Yeah, yeah, but no, you're right. You're right, but you can't say he's a Pope off. You can't say he didn't do work. You can't say he didn't do work. He's like a guy, you pay him half because he's a guy sitting at home.
Even if he found some other people to take him.
Oh, so then again, but he would still be required to try, not only that if he found someone else to find them, he would be required to look around the airport to see if anyone needs a lift over, takes a lift over, charges them, then a khanami. What? Yeah, okay, they do it anyway, they go to the floor, come up to the top floor, we'll take you out of the top, oh, yeah, fine. Right. The mice, because he's done the work, it would be, even let's say he had done it, let's say he said to the guy, let's say he told the taxi driver, I'm going to check up the flight is leaving on time, and I'm going to let you know. And the fellow checked out the flight was scheduled to leave on time, and then he called the taxi driver and he said the flight is left on time, and then through no fault of it, he did what he was supposed to do, he gets on the plane, and then they have an engine fault, and there's no way of notifying the driver anymore. Yes, that onus. The Meister, the driver's done what you want to do, come here, eh? The Meister, you'll still be required to pay him the Schar Shonim. So, the Meister discussed some of the principles of Schius Perlim. We discussed it in the framework of a taxi driver Shaila, but essentially it could be any type of Shaila, any type of worker, a plumber, electrician. You call them out to do a job for you. He had the Hesed result, or you didn't have a Hesed result for him. You want to cancel the job? So it depends. So we said, if there's no hefsud, we've got mechusa monashai to deal with. Even if there's no hefsud at all, but once you close the deal, some to back out, is an issue of mechusa mona. If there is a hefsud for him, so then he's going to be entitled to compensation generally, unless there's an onus which both of them could equally have known, or both of them couldn't equally have known, and he has not done his work. If he's an onus and he's done his work, he's still entitled to be paid.
You have to take it to the destination. You have to take it to the hospital to get picked up and you have to take it to the gate.